Hi, everyone. It's Kevin. It's Friday afternoon, October 9th. COVID case rates have been ticking up in southeastern Connecticut and Rhode Island, and I'm sure as you all are aware, since the end of the summer. And we're seeing employees testing positive at a rate of about 2 to 3 new cases a day. In fact, today, October 9th, we had 4 new cases. So over the course of this past week, we've had several employees, 4 of them to be exact, in Department 242, who are located on the west side of Building 1 in the Groton Shipyard, testing positive for COVID-19. All had symptoms of the virus. So we've been taking some action to be as proactive as we can to protect all of our employees, and I wanted to share that with you. So to prevent further spread of the virus, we've taken the following actions. We've sanitized high-touch areas in Building 1 on the east side mezzanine. This includes the microwaves, refrigerators, picnic tables, ATA machines, lockers, toolboxes of the individuals who tested positive, as well as the lockers of the folks that were adjacent to those who tested positive. In the Building 1 east mezzanine, from the bridge in the middle of Building 1 down to the Department 242 office space, we've treated areas with microthermal fogging. This includes the Department 242 workbenches, material storage area, the active learning center, the break and brief areas, lockers and restrooms, as well as the Department 248 lockers, that is, in break and brief areas. In the northwest corner of the same building, we've sanitized the locker room and the office area, including high-touch areas and lockers and toolboxes. We're testing all Department 242 personnel who want to be tested to determine if the cluster of the positive results that we're seeing are isolated to the second shift station on the east side mezzanine in Building 1, or if COVID-19 is spread to different shifts in areas of Department 242. And when those results become known, we'll pass that information. We've also moved 3 crews from the east mezzanine to the west mezzanine to allow for proper social distancing, and that was effective today. So we've got additional hand sanitizing locations to both Department 242 locker rooms already on location today. Unfortunately, in at least one of these recent cases, we had an employee that came to work even though they didn't feel well. And I can't emphasize this enough. If you don't feel well, you need to stay home. If you think you might have COVID, call your primary care provider to talk about your symptoms. I'd also add that you should call your supervisor, make sure that he or she understands what you're doing. And if you don't have a primary care provider and you're in Connecticut, you can call 211 or visit www.211ct.org for a list of drive-up and walk-up testing sites available throughout the state at hospitals, urgent care centers, and pharmacy-based testing sites. We'll include a link in this transcript to make sure that Connecticut's coronavirus portal for additional information is available to you. It is portal.ct.gov/coronavirus. We'll also include a link to Pixel by LabCorp. This is a site through which you can order a test online that will be shipped to your house. If you live in Rhode Island and you believe you may have COVID, you should also start by calling your primary care provider and your supervisor. If you don't have one, primary care provider that is, the Rhode Island Department of Health has a list of testing sites and respiratory centers you can contact to set up a testing appointment. Check out health.ri.gov/COVID/testing for more information. And again, we'll link those sites as part of the transcript of this podcast. Hey, at the bottom line, COVID's not going away anytime soon. And in fact, it's making a resurgence here in New London County and in southern Rhode Island. So it's up to us to be responsible and take the actions to prevent the spread of the virus. We've been conducting mass checks at the gates because, frankly, we saw that mass compliance was not where we needed to be. We'll continue to conduct those checks throughout the shipyard. And if you're not wearing a mask, there's going to have to be some consequences. Please don't be in that situation. We and our union partners are in lockstep on this. The only options available to us right now to limit the spread of the virus are the same actions we've been taking since the beginning. Wear a mask properly. That means cover your nose with it. Wash or sanitize your hands frequently. Maintain proper social distancing at all times. And if you feel sick, don't come to work. Please stay home. These actions are entirely within our control. And by doing what we need to do, we'll keep ourselves and our loved ones safe. Thank you all. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening. And please stay safe, stay healthy.